Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Category Is episode. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you're always missing some shit. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. Thank you guys so much for tapping into my full moon reading. I definitely fucking appreciate it. All love. All the questions, all the information, the feedback. I just really fucking love it. Okay, so this is the premiere episode. I don't want to spend too much time. I'm just going to break it down really quickly. The way it's going to work is that I'm going to reveal what the category is, which is for the collective. What collective means is that it's for everyone. It may or may not resonate. I'm going to try to give as many messages and scenarios to try to speak to as many people. After that, I'm going to go into all 12 signs, which that would apply to your sun, moon, rising, and or Venus. So make sure you know your information, because if it don't all don't resonate, you know, it may apply to the other areas. Either way, I'm going to do all 12 signs. I'm going to go ahead and provide, you know, what the energy is, what's coming in, so you kind of know what's coming towards you. All my readings are timeless. I mean, obviously they're dailies, but again, they are timeless. So, you know, when you play it is when it may or may not resonate. Just saying. Okay. So let's just get right the fuck into it. So in the 5-card spread that I pulled, right, the first card that came out was the 11th house. The 11th house is all about your house of friendships, also to your reputation and how you view yourself in society, how you also receive the society of people. Also too, it extends out to colleagues as well, your social circles. This is the house of Aquarius. Right now, the new age of Aquarius is calling on people to be very rebellious, okay? Which is really dope, because right now a lot of people may be experimenting when it comes to collaborating with people, creating these startups, even getting goals in place. Also too, I feel like right now some people may be trying to start festivals if you are a creator or you want to attend a festival. Also too, friendships are being called into question. I don't get a negative energy, but I do feel like with this awakening and divine love card, I do feel like a lot of you guys are waking up to some people's bullshit. And it could be when it comes to this tribe and these friendships. Some of you guys are just yearning for humanity. Some of you guys are just yearning for hope and connections. Some of you guys just want to discover people to have common goals with you, who practice reciprocity. Others of you too, I feel like you are detaching, or you're struggling with detaching. Take it as it resonates. And I think what you have to come to a space of understanding is that, you know, when you detach from things, right, that's when you actually begin the real love affair, whether it's with spirit, whether it's with self, etc. And so some of you guys need to do that. Others of you too, I think you need to start to wake up. Some of you guys have been sheeps for a very long time when it came to this certain job or to these certain people or friendships or even in your community. There's somebody here with an image issue here that has to look a certain part, and because you are doing that, you need to wake up. Spirit is also calling on you guys to also start to use your own instincts and common sense when it comes to making collaborations and deals with people, especially at matters of work. Also too, when it comes to your future, make sure that when you're taking the risk, you're taking the risk in a creative way. Make sure you're also experimenting, and make sure that it's in alignment with what your goals are. Make sure that you're also practicing humanity when you're taking these risks. So for example, if you're going to step outside of the box or step outside the norm, make sure that you're still doing it from a pure intent place. Make sure you're also using your common sense, your own instincts, okay? So in matters of love, the Leo and the Pisces card came out. So out the gate for the Leo card, especially with Venus being in Leo, Mars being in Leo as well, I believe. I could be wrong, but don't quote me. Either way though, I definitely know Venus is in Leo. And I feel like right now a lot of people are wanting to be more expressive when it comes to love and the things that they love. A lot of flirting is going on, a lot of self-confidence, but also watch your ego. So make sure you're checking your ego and your pride at the door. Make sure you're also not being excessive when you're flirting. Also too, I'm kind of just channeling that somebody's partner feels like they play too fucking much and they're tired of it. Very vanity issues are going on here too. So somebody's partner could view somebody as very, like, you know, you have this image issue, which kind of goes into that love and follows, because I feel like somebody has to look really good going to work. Somebody has to look really good in a social setting, and it bothers their partner. It creates a lot of confusion here with the Pisces energy. Also, too, somebody needs to make sure they're not using love or sex as a way to escape. Others of you, you may be in a connection that's very dreamy, very mystical, but be careful because that's that moon energy. So there's a lot of confusions. There's things that could be hidden as well too. So a lot of love bombing could be going on right now. A lot of playfulness, a lot of things that can make you glow and be excited, but just be careful. Others of you too, if you have this ego problem or this pride issue, Spirit is asking on you to be more compassionate and make sure that you're also being empathetic. That's going to actually help heal matters of the heart. That's going to open you up more to divine love. A lot of you guys don't realize it, but you are being guided right now, especially to expand, but it's going to require your actual courage. It's also going to actually require you to take the right action towards the step of individuality, only if you allow, okay? And what I mean by allow, you have to allow reality to set in. This Pisces energy is very illusion based, okay? So you have to accept people for who they are and what they present themselves to be, and that's detachment, because a lot of you guys can be falling in love with the dream or the illusion or the picture that you painted in matters of love, or even this career that you love or these friends that you love, because the love and follows with the love with the Leo card, which is the lover. That too. Others of you too, I feel like some of you guys are going through a spiritual awakening as well too. And I think it's going to shake the room when it comes to these social settings and these friendships and who you want to align yourself with, who you choose to love. Because I think you've been using people as a form of an escape, especially from a spiritual standpoint, from an emotional standpoint. And Spirit is now calling on you to let it go because it's been impractical. So you're being guided to expand, right? To make sure that you're looking at things from a different perspective. Because also too, a waning crescent moon, which is what we're in at the moment, is all about shifting your perspective, right? And especially with the new moon coming in, this may be a time to start to shift that perspective, release these delusions. Also, more importantly too, your ego has been fully exhausted, okay? It's been keeping you rigid and constrained. And so now you have to take the courage to be more open about taking the steps from doing something different. That rebellion in the 11th house, especially with Aquarius there, is about being different, doing things different, and taking the right action. That's why I said, make sure you're doing things with pure intent. You know what I mean? Make sure you're still being a human being when you're taking these actions for the sake of being an individual, right? Also, too, it's really important to note for the collective that every person has their own personalized study plan in this earth school. So do things according to you. Don't do it because you want to fit in. Don't do it because the group is doing it or the tribe is doing it, okay? Because that's that sheep mentality that, again, Spirit is calling on you to be awakened from. And then the last thing is about allowing, okay? So accepting things for what they are, okay? And understanding that in any given moment, what's needed can come next, as long as you understand that. Some of you guys could be going through karma, okay? And karma could be anything. It's not always a bad thing, okay? There's nothing from the past life that can't be addressed in a current life. So understand that some things are being revisited. Some things are being called to take action now because you're being awakened. And Spirit wants you now to be in alignment with divine love, okay? So make sure that you're not too much involved in the Pisces energy of the illusions and being super dreamy and seeing people for their light, and make sure you're seeing people for the reality. But also keep in mind that you need to practice the compassion, okay, and the empathy, especially if you're trying to heal from a situation, okay? So that's what I have for the category, all right? So let's get into all 12 signs, okay? So we're gonna be doing Aries all the way to Pisces, okay? So what I'm just going to simply do is that I'm going to be pulling some tarot just to see what's coming in. All right. So we're going to start with Aries. So let's see what's coming in for Aries. So we got the Two of Cups and the Nine of Wands in reverse. Bottom of the deck, we have the Fool and the Magician, which is definitely your energy. Here's what I'm kind of receiving. And when I look at the rest of the deck, I feel like you guys could have new love, a new job, new everything coming in. But the problem is that you have so much emotional baggage from the past that you're refusing to let go of, that you're just holding on to dear life. It's what's keeping you from having these opportunities, keeping you from this happiness. It's keeping you from just everything, even stability. Even a soulmate connection. Because it's interesting, because on one side of the deck, you know, there's a lot of like hopelessness here, but there's a sense of new love coming in, wish fulfillment, you know what I mean? Somebody wanting to fight, you know what I mean? Somebody being able to just be met with all the things that they desire. But then in the other side of the deck, there's a inability for you to utilize the tools that you have, right? To one, get your emotions together so you could pack that shit and let it go. Two of Cups to the Nine of Wands in reverse. I feel like some of you guys, there could be a connection that you have a lot of love for somebody and they have a lot of love for you, but ultimately you've given up. And I think it's because of your inability to be vulnerable. Others of you, you need to pour into yourself first. Self-love is the best love, okay? Self-love first. Why? Because ultimately, right now, you struggle with letting go of the past and that emotional baggage, that all you're doing right now is closing yourself off to the world and you're not being receptive to any opportunities. And the thing is that the more and more that you refuse to let go of this past, release these burdens and go after anything new and take the risk of being vulnerable, is the more and more opportunities that you're going to miss out. So especially with that divine love that came in for the collective, all about detachment, detaching from the past, letting go of that baggage, and just going after something new. You have to realize you can't become your heartbreak. At the end of the day, you have to take the risk. Even if it fucking doesn't do you justice, even if you end up getting hurt, you still have to take the risk, because if you sit in this energy of giving up and feeling defeated and never going after anything new in love, you're gonna be miserable. You're gonna be depressed. You're gonna lose all hope. Okay, what's coming in for Taurus? Taurus, so we got here the Ten of Pentacles to the Temperance. Interesting. Bottom of the deck, we have the Two of Cups to the Death card. Interesting. So right now, I feel like for Taurus, I feel like you guys are working on your stability. I feel like there is a connection that you have a lot of love with someone, but you can't go after them at the moment. There is some unfinished business. But right now, I feel like what you guys are more focused on is transforming your finances. I think some of you guys could have some legal issues that you're working through. Or again, you have the Temperance twice, so you're definitely all about your harmony and balance. I feel like you guys want to have a stable foundation, so when you go after love, it's just stable. But also too, I feel like right now you guys are really more focused on your money, being more balanced, putting in the work, right? Using the tools that you have as well too. You're trying to manifest. It's interesting because you're trying to manifest. You are trying to manifest a person from the past because your world is in reverse twice. And from the Magician to the World in reverse, you're trying to manifest someone of your past. I think the thing is that some of you guys feel like this person could have been a missed opportunity and you see a lot of victory with them. And right now you probably could not be on speaking terms, but right now if there's something that you need to know is focusing on your money. I think love right now is a bit of a distraction, but I do feel like there are some cycles that you have to wrap up, because it does require you to detach. Because if you have been unstable for a bit and, you know what I mean, not having that harmony or that even give and take, it's gonna come to an end. And again, that focusing of, doing the right thing and focusing on your money and getting your shit together is gonna be what's primary for you. But it only happens when you detach. Some of you guys, you could be going through some karma with this world in reverse twice. Just is what it is. But ultimately understand that right now your primary focus, Taurus, is money. Okay, it's definitely not manifesting this lover back. Not at the moment. Just saying. All right, let's do Geminis. What's coming in for Gemini? We got the Queen of Pentacles. Okay. Okay, so we have the Eight of Hazards here, the Justice, the Five of Swords. Okay. So what's coming in for Gemini right now? I feel like there could be somebody here that you wanted a solid ass connection with, okay? But they're playing a lot of mind games with you. Also too, this feels like either an aunt or even like some kind of mother figure as well too. Somebody that you're trying to give to, but it's a lot of hard work to put in. There's a lot of mental sparring games here, a lot of manipulation, a lot of, this person's a liability. I feel like there could have been a third party situation this person had you in. Somebody was probably married still, so they was given to you and other people. Yeah, the Ten of Swords is here to the Hierophant. Told you they were married. So some of you guys, you could have been dealing with someone that's very much married. I feel like this person kind of wants to come in and try to balance things out. I think they want to give this connection, but I feel like it's still part of their game. I think this person gets off on having multiple people, so just be very careful to that. Others of you, I feel like if this does not resonate for Geminis, I feel like some of you guys have went through a period of time where you felt very betrayed by people, people that played games with you, people that were very competitive, people that caused a lot of inner turmoil. But I think what's being enlightened for you is that you have to put an end to these people, especially because the only person that you should commit to at the moment is self or your spirituality. I feel like some of you guys have to find a lot of inner strength in getting past some of these disappointments, because you do have a person here that likes to control you. And so the only way that you can get control of your life is if you boss the fuck up and get control of your life. Just saying. All right, what's coming in for my Cancers? Cancers. So we have the Death card, okay? I see a transformation or a major as ending. What's going on here? The Magician. Okay, so Ace of Cups, Seven of Pentacles reverse. You guys are no longer in... I love this. Transformation is here for Cancer. So you guys are no longer investing in people that are toxic as fuck, okay? This inability to move on from people who hold back from you, who waste your time, who don't reciprocate, who don't show you love, you are donezo, okay? Right now, you're in a space right now where you just want new things. I do feel like there is still some juggling here because your ego feels a bit bruised, like, but you're not willing to give someone a chance because right now avoiding this situation or this circumstance is avoiding a disaster. And a lot of you guys just are in this energy right now where it's like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and just focus on new. Whether I have to wait forever, it's okay. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and just brush up my skills, okay, darlings? I feel like some of y'all being very cold and detached to this person because you realize that there was a sense of codependency here with this Nine of Pentacles reverse. And now you're realizing that this separation, as much as it breaks your heart, you know the truth with the Seven of Swords in reverse. Make sure you stay out of your head, Cancer, because there's a lot of negative thinking in your ways. I feel like some of you guys feel like you're not valued or you don't feel good enough for certain people, but you should really get out of that mindset. I do feel like you have the tools to transform, so just use them already, but don't waste your time. I don't feel like you guys are, but just make sure you're still not. You know what I mean? I know there's this struggle of how to let go and how to move on. You just need to. Some of you guys need to realize that this situation that you're breaking free from is not repairable, so just let it go. Yeah, this person's very selfish, very says to have your guard up, and you have the Ace of Cups twice, which means that you definitely have newer things coming at you, way more wish fulfillment. So what about my Leos? What's coming in for Leos? For Leos, so we have here the Queen of Swords reverse. Oh, what's going on, Leos? That's y'all or this person? Queen of Swords in reverse to the Ace of Cups. Ooh, interesting. Okay, inch, wow. Okay, so, All right, so Leos, what's coming in? This is weird. It's positive, but weird. I feel like you got a bitter person coming in. Somebody's very bitter about something. That went down. But anyway, to the Ace of Cups, to the Ace of Pentacles, to the Judgment, to the Four of Wands, damn, you have a fucking offer. Knight of Cups coming in. Somebody is coming in to offer you a new love. This could be a new job too, but I mean, I'm getting a lot of love. Something here is going to be offered. Okay. Somebody is coming in to offer you a connection that's stability. Somebody knows now. So there was somebody that had you in limbo waiting. They know now. I think this person thought that somebody else was their person, but they're realizing, no. With the Wheel of Fortune to the Queen of Cups, this person that they try to go after, I mean, darlings, they just was not cutting it, okay? Others of you too, they still do feel very disconnected by you, but they want you. I mean, they want a passionate new beginning. Some of you guys are not speaking to this person right now, but they do. They want to work with you and stuff. Some of them, I mean, this could be you or them, but they feel like possibly they want to put an end to the confusion. I see a lot of attention coming in. So a lot of messaging, a lot of passionate, you know, sex and shit, because y'all got the Ace of Wands twice. Just be careful though, because I do feel like this person has a very toxic way of thinking and communication. They're very flighty, one foot in, one foot out. With the Knight of Wands in reverse as well too, they could be a fuck boy, fuck girl. That I think, they're watching you. So here's the thing. Some of you guys, this is not everybody's story, but the other person that they thought was their person could be pregnant. And so that person could be watching you or they can't trust you, but this person wants you. They don't want none of that with that person. Other than you, if it's not that they're pregnant, this person wants you. They want the works with you, but they're very flighty and in and out. So just be mindful of that. I feel like they're going to come in kind of love bombing you and telling you that you're their person now, all this shit, but they're still kind of in this Knight of Wands in reverse energy. So just be careful with that. What's coming in for Virgos? Virgos, so you have the Empress in reverse. Ooh, Nine of Swords reverse. What the fuck? Ooh, y'all stressing, huh? Hermit in reverse. Okay, so I mean, okay, y'all coming in your own energy. Yeah, Two of Wands reverse. Some of you guys, I feel like things are not going the way you want it to go. You know, there was a connection here that you wanted to grow, or there was some kind of abundance that you wanted to happen, or it's just some type of expansion and it's not happening. It stresses you out. Some of you guys feel like you've lost your way. I think with this Ten of Pentacles to the Ten of Cups, wow, yeah, it could have been a family situation. I feel like some of you guys, there was a connection here that you wanted the stability, you wanted the happiness with, but it's not happening. I do feel like with the Hermit in reverse here that there could be a possibility of somebody spinning the block here. Yeah, because the World, the Magician to the World in reverse, the King of Swords reverse. This, you have unfinished business with someone, but just be careful because this person could be playing mind games with you to the King of Swords in reverse. Yeah, Seven of Swords in reverse, you know it too. the moon in reverse, damn. So there is going to be some secrets coming out that possibly somebody tried to offer you the world, literally, but they were fucking lying. They were playing around with you. And so ultimately, because they were playing around with you, darlings, yeah, now you have to, Yeah, somebody was really being manipulative with their abusive power is kind of what I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of manipulation and deceit. A lot of secrets that are coming out. Somebody could have also been doing magic on you with this magician to the moon in reverse, like a lot of moon bad magic, like wishing for you to be stressed, anxious, not have love, trying to steal your happiness. And so just make sure you're doing some kind of cleansing with that. Overall though, I do feel like, yeah, this person, if they come back, you should hold back because they're really on some fuckboy, fuckgirl shit. This is a person that likes to play games. And I also feel like, side note for Virgos, if you are attracting people like this or you've been stuck in this kind of like wheel of fortune in reverse energy, it's time to do some shadow work with the hermit in reverse. Because when the hermit's in the upright, the hermit, you know, definitely does study, analyze, you know, go within, and that's not happening for you guys. You guys are just playing the victim as to why am I not getting what I want. So for Libras, you got the magician to the sun in reverse. Okay, page of pentacles reverse to the two of wands. The lovers reverse. Whoa, page of cups reverse. Okay, so Libras, here's the thing. The tower. You guys want to make something work with someone, but I feel like you don't know how. You know, there's a sense of you wanting to go after someone after a period of time. I feel like this is somebody that you were once connected to, but you feel rejected, or you think this person, if you go after them, they're not going to give you a chance and they're going to reject you, so you're choosing to avoid it. Some of you guys are maybe waiting on communication from this person, which is stupid. Here's where I'm at with Libras. The fact that you're waiting on communication from a person that you believe does not want you, will reject you, that you're not connected to anymore, dwellings, grows you very bitter and cold. And I don't understand how you guys believe for 1.5 seconds that this motherfucker is gonna come after you, when you are literally, with the magician here, you're manifesting rejection and no opportunity. Sorry. I feel like you guys want to reconcile with someone because they're your soulmate, but you don't know how to speak the truth about it, because some of you guys are still in this energy of juggling. I think you've been stuck and stagnant, and your stagnancy keeps you bitter because you know you missed an opportunity. And yeah, you guys want to come in and offer something else to this person. I don't know who it is, but it could be. I'm not going to give out signs because I don't want to be. But I think what happened here is that ultimately there was a sense of codependency, and there could have been a third party situation that came to light, and it caused this big ass argument because somebody wanted to give to more than just one motherfucker, but yet there's still a sense of this person not wanting to move on from you. Yeah, this person right now could just be very much focused on their own money. They are definitely ignoring you, and they're more focused on their own success and business. But I do feel like you guys, somebody, either you or them, take it as it resonates, wants to come in, but again, you feel like they're gonna reject you. So you're not doing shit. All right, let's do Scorpios. What's coming in for Scorpios? So what's coming in for Scorpios is the Five of Cups. Are you sad or what? Are you sad about money? The King of Pentacles? Money or something, or this father figure. Two of Cups, okay. Three of Swords, damn. Some of you guys, okay, so some of you guys are disappointed about a connection that you really were interested in. Like, you love, they love you. I feel like right now, some of you guys feel like somebody's just focusing on their money. Some of you guys, okay. Darlings, Three of Swords, Seven of Swords, reverse. Damn. Okay, Scorpio. So here's the tea. Some of you guys are very disappointed in a connection. You have a lot of love for someone because I feel like somebody is either A, trying to take you guys to court over some child support or money, or they're trying to be sneaky about some type of money, darlings. And it's breaking your heart. I feel like there's a separation or a divorce here over money or lies. I mean, it's just giving too much. So either way, there's a lot of heartbreak here because I think somebody now knows the truth about someone. Someone's very toxic. Somebody could have been giving to more than one person. Yeah, the King of Pentacles here is twice. So you're dealing with a person here that's all about their money. Eight of Pentacles. What's this? Seven of Pentacles reversed. Yeah, some of you guys, you're not investing your time anymore when it comes to people or situations that I think, for starters, just take you for granted. Two, that just want your energy or your money. Because I feel like this King of Pentacles coming up twice, I think somebody views you as a very successful, financially savvy person, and that's what they want from you. I do feel like this was a connection that is now ending. I feel like you realize that this is not worth the investment anymore. I do feel like some of you guys could be going to court with this person over some money, because the Seven of Swords in reverse tells me somebody stole something and you know it. And now you have to take legal action on that. And it breaks your heart to do it because they stole from you. It could have erupted into an argument first. And I think when the person wasn't receptive in paying you back for this thing, yeah, ultimately you had no choice but to say, I'm going to do what I got to do. This person is very stuck in their ways. They're very stubborn. I think they give attention and get attention from other people. And I think this person, if this is a baby involved, like a paternity, I feel like this person is going to try to deny it. But yeah, be careful. Others of you, I think if you reject this person, they're going to try to offer marriage and love bomb you with the ring, the engagement, give you the works. But I feel like spirit wants you to know that this person is very toxic and it's just time to let them go. All they have is a lot of secrets and hold back, and it's just time for something new. All right, what's coming in for Sagittarius? Sagittarius, you got the Two of Swords. You are ignoring someone, or you have a decision to make about some passionate new beginning here. Yeah, it could be with a Libra with the Justice card. So some of you guys, yeah, you're trying to be logical when it comes to your emotions with this person, trying to move on from the past because, or whatever this emotional baggage is, because it's been a burden. But I feel like you're still juggling whether or not you should trust this person, because ultimately, you know, you and this person are not working well together. They're not really making you as happy anymore. One side of it though, you're trying to collaborate with this person to the best of your ability, but often this person kind of breadcrumbs you and it kind of feels very directionless. I think this person could have an ego problem. Also too, I feel like with the Tower here that's coming in, whether you know it or not, I feel like there's going to be some shift here, like a death to the ego is what I'm getting. But it's going to actually kickstart your healing and actually help you to go towards something new rapidly. Some of you guys could be moving as well too. So it feels like this is interesting. There's a contemplation here, right? I feel like for starters, there's somebody trying to figure out how to do the right thing here. One person wants to stay in a connection with someone and just try to start it, while the other person is trying to figure out not to stay in the connection because they don't trust them. One party wants to walk away from the emotional baggage. The other person does not want to walk away because they feel like you're a missed opportunity. Yeah, I feel like somebody's going to try to offer something a little more solid to you. But I think some of you guys feel like this is a little bit manipulative and kind of reckless and a liability. And some of you guys just want to focus on just moving on from the past, as disappointing as it is. So very interesting and weird as energy. What's coming in for Capricorns? Capricorns, Eight of Swords reverse. Okay, to the Five of Swords. Damn, get out your fucking head. Empress. Okay, so here's what we have. We have here, yeah, you guys are, okay. Some of you guys, I think you're changing your mind about your idea when it comes to growth and expansion. I feel like some of you guys are changing your perspective on what abundance is, or what growth is, or even what having a family is. Some of you guys are planting your seeds, and I think you've decided to use a different soil, different type of seeds, different type of water, goddamn. But there's still a sense of conflict, because it's about your inability to really choose exactly where to plant the seed. Some of you guys have felt like you've lost your way and that you don't know how to go after new things or new inventions or etc. And I think your inability to pull the trigger and maybe planting this seed and choosing a place, I don't think you realize it, but you have a Tower coming. But you have time to prepare. But the thing is that spirit is saying, if you don't take the action now, you're just going to be left waiting and being cold and bitter. And ultimately, you're going to be super dependent on just waiting. And so a lot of you guys need to get out of your head, okay, and just spend time thinking things over and letting go of these burdens and just plant the seed. I feel like some of you guys, there's a person here that's a lot of drama, and this person needs you. This person could have been your Ten of Cups, but ultimately you or them, they blocked you because you guys are no longer in alignment. This could have been a twin flame that you want a reconciliation with, that you wanted the life with. But the thing is that right now they're not in a space to be in that space with you. Right now it's your time to just fight. You should be fighting for healing, self-love, okay? Recovering from your finances if you lost some money. Recovering from this selfish motherfucker and focusing on your happiness, because you do have abundance here. You do have a seed here that needs to get planted. But I feel like a part of you guys are kind of waiting on this person to come back around so that way you can plant the seed, because you kind of want it with them. But spirit is saying no. You got the Lovers in reverse twice. It's a fuck no. So plant your seed. What is coming in for my Aquarius? Aquarius, you got the Six of Pentacles in reverse to the Four of Pentacles in reverse. You are dropping this selfish ass motherfucker. Somebody here is a manipulator. Yes, the fuck they are. It could be a Cancer. Yeah, this is a bum here. You guys are dropping the bum, directionless, selfish motherfucker. Somebody that been taken from you. Somebody that maybe they just got the really, the dick too bomb, the whoppity wop, that motherfucker. You know, the one that be like, I want to work with you, but then they don't really know what the fuck they're doing to work with you. Yeah, I see this tower moment. So something is changing or has changed or has completely fucking shaked the room. An ego death, I see. Because I think some of you guys were, yeah, you got the King of Wands twice in reverse. You guys have an ego problem. Some of you guys stay in these situations and circumstances because it feeds your ego. And you know, you have to really be mindful of how you're giving. Six of Pentacles in reverse could be giving with restrictions or giving with strings attached. And it's not cool because what happens is that you don't go anywhere with that energy. The Chariot's in reverse. And I feel like somebody that you were holding on to near and dear, whether it's this person because of the sake of what they do for your ego, has to be dropped or will be dropped because ultimately you're realizing there's a codependency here because of what they do for your ego. And now is the time to make a decision here, right? With the Four of Wands, I'm being more stable, having a better foundation because the Lovers in reverse, this is not your person. Right now, some of you guys could be experiencing some kind of divine intervention or karma because you wanted to keep playing the ego game. When you stay in situations and circumstances because they feed your ego, they're empty as material things. They don't really give anything. So because you're feeling lost in translation or lost in this world, your tower is coming. This world about to be shaken. Your ego is about to go through the major death, which is going to help you with healing and going after something new to finally move on. But again, I think your person is going to struggle with letting you go. So be careful with that. What is coming in for Pisces? You have here the Ten of Cups to the Tower. Okay, something is changing on how you perceive happiness, possibly. Ooh, yeah, okay, Hierophant, wow. Five of Cups to the Hierophant, to the Knight of Cups, Five of Swords, Four of Pentacles. Ooh, Ace of Wands. Okay, so for Pisces right now, I feel like what's going on is that right now you guys are in a space of having this family dynamic, having this sort of happiness, but there's a change that has occurred, which has led to this disappointment. But I feel like some of you guys are still very much committed, and this person is too. I do feel like somebody wants to make an offer here, but there's been a lot of drama, a lot of arguing, a lot of conflict here, which has kept the connection very stagnant. I feel like somebody's moving very slow. But with the Moon in reverse to the Ten of Pentacles to the Ten of Cups here, I definitely see that this is something that's going to be overcome. But I think it's going to kind of shake the room, shake the ego, shake the guilt, shake the heartbreak, shake the kids, god damn it. Yeah, everything. Ultimately, because I feel like whatever this disappointing situation is, what it did was put you into a direction to having a higher commitment to spirituality or to self or this marriage. Ultimately, I do feel like, again, there is going to be an offer that gets made, although it's a little bit kind of conflicted, but I think it's going to bring you guys here happiness. I think the thing is that this betrayal or whatever this ending is that you guys gone through, you know, that tower, now the Ten of Swords to the Sun to the Hierophant, I feel like it's only to allow you to be more connected. Sometimes we have to go through foundational shifts and endings to then bring it all back together to be more solid. And I think your foundation, Pisces, was just really off its rocker and unfortunately got knocked down, but it's for the better of the good. All right, so that's what I have for Pisces. Real quick, I'm gonna go ahead and pull some advice for the collective. So let's just do that real quick. So advice for the collective. So right now the Sex card comes out here with manifest and people. And then from my goddess deck, abundance kind of wanted to come out. From the goddess deck, we got here persistence and release, okay, in spirit. So right now, I think what's being called on you guys, especially with this waning crescent moon and everything going on with all these planets, obviously it's time to be very persistent in releasing things that don't serve you. And like I said, there's a lot of divine intervention going on with some of the signs and probably for the collective because spirit is here. Right now, what's being called on you guys to look at, which is interesting because with people is the 11th house again, and the advice, and then also with the collective's reading, is about making sure that you're not doing things to be part of the in crowd. Also asking yourself, how do you feel disconnected to yourself and from other people? And then, you know, what do you need to feel more loving? You know, a lot of us walk around here in pain and heartbreak, but then we don't know our own love language. We don't know our list to be loved. And so Spirit is calling on you guys to work on that. You know what I mean? Working on these friendships, working on these connections, working on what it means to love you, and then manifest this here. Being able to manifest and watch and materialize what you desire. You have to be able to work on the inside to make manifestation possible, okay? You have to make sure your intentions are clear. You can't be out here asking for new love, but then you don't know how to love yourself. You don't know what your love language is. You can't be asking for certain kind of friendships, but then you don't know what kind of friendships they are. You know what I'm saying? So right now is the time to really go hard at releasing these things that don't serve you and really figuring out what the fuck do you desire. So when you go to manifest, it comes to fruition. So that's my advice for the collective. Anyway, I thank you guys so much for tapping into today's episode. Definitely appreciate you guys, and I will catch you guys tomorrow. Later.